Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
It's the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show right here on 860 WNOV and W293CX 106.5. The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, your destination for all things gardening. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, 845 videos now. Digital magazines, all for free, all to help you. So we're going to inform you. We're going to give you the information so you can be informed, so you can make the educational decision, I guess that's the right term, of whether or not you want to use chemical fertilizer or organic fertilizers on your garden. And we're going to give you the definition of both of them, and then we're going to go over some of the pros and cons of both. Because many things in life, whether you hate that topic or hate that particular thing, most times, not all the time, there's a good a good thing about something bad, and there's a bad thing about something bad. So we're going to go over all of this. So what is these definitions, Holly, of, let's start with a chemical fertilizer.
So a chemical fertilizer is defined as an inorganic material of wholly or partially synthetic origin that is added to soil to sustain plant growth, which basically means it's made out of something that's inorganic.
Okay.
Essentially. Organic fertilizers are substances that are derived from the remains of byproducts of natural organisms which contain the essential nutrients for plant growth, which means that they are made from something that
once was living,
essentially.
Whether plant or animal based.
Right.
Okay. So now that that's been said, you can, let's go over some of the advantages of organic fertilizer. Now, we use, and this is our outlook or our perspective, we grow everything organically because we're going to eat it. Now, there are people on the internet and YouTube and TV that says, you know, there's nothing wrong with the chemical fertilizers. You can use chemical or organic. Either way is fine. It's your decision. Well, it is your decision, but I want to, you know, if you at all possible can grow organically, because 50 years ago, well, before World War II, there was no such thing as chemical fertilizers. That all derived from World War II. And maybe we can get into that in a future episode of the Victory Garden, all that stuff. But that's where all this came from.
Right. And just before we get to that, nitrogen it lives in the air.
Okay.
It's a gas. And it is combined with a source of hydrogen gas, and that is made a reaction to form ammonia.
Okay.
So an ammonia is a common use in inorganic or chemical fertilizer. So it's kind of a more science-based thing versus an environmental science, which is the organic fertilizer.
And you've got a degree in environmental science. I don't. I keep things simple, and you take what I say and actually have proof to it. So let's go over a couple of these advantages if you're going to decide to grow organically.
Okay, so organic fertilizer is better for the soil. It is, since it's organic, it's going to work with your soil together to improve your soil.
With microorganisms in the soil.
It has a slower nutrient release, so the plants are able to use what they need throughout the season.
So you can't over-fertilize with organic. With synthetic fertilizers, a lot of those are liquid-based or water-soluble, and that is instantly available for the plant to pick up. It doesn't matter. The plant's going to suck it up right away, and then the plant becomes dependent, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But essentially it's, for example here, and many of you are probably not farmers, but cows have the tendency, if you don't, a new cow, if you don't control how much they eat, they will eat until they literally eat themselves to death. So you have to control what you feed them, or incorporate enough actual salt in the food to where they will stop eating and go drink, and then that will kind of divide their meals up. So it's the same thing with plants. If you give them that liquid fertilizer, they're going to suck it all up whether they need it or not. Kind of an analogy there, but I think it makes sense.
Right. So then there's going to be trace minerals that are left behind in your soil, which improves your soil. They won't burn. You really can't burn your plants with organic fertilizer. They're long-lasting, and that goes along with the nutrient release. There's fewer applications required. So once your soil is at a healthy condition, it's easier to maintain that level with less work.
At a healthy level, that's if you take a soil test from the local university. There are soil tests now available. You can purchase through Amazon for about $30, and they'll give you what you need, what you don't need, the levels in which your soil is. So if your soil is healthy enough, you don't have to add fertilizer. You don't have to add compost because you have very enriched based natural soil. But not every backyard is that way.
No, you're going to have stronger plants and grass. And the reason for this is, and we're going to talk about this on the backside here, but your plants are not going to be dependent on that fertilizer. Over time, your soil is going to build up, and your plants are going to become stronger and more reliant on the organic material versus if you had a chemical fertilizer.
Now, let's take a look. Let's give chemical fertilizer its few moments here. Advantages of using chemical fertilizer versus organic fertilizer.
I just want to say one thing
real
quick.
Yeah.
The organic will encourage soil life, and we'll talk about that as well with some of the disadvantages to the chemical fertilizer. Go ahead.
So advantages to the chemical fertilizer, these are positives. It's readily available in most forms, liquid and Wells granule. It's a fast acting, usually within a few days to a week to two, and you can apply it throughout the season. Ease of application with a spreader, which you can kind of do that with the organic variety as well, and easy settings. It's easy to calculate how much you need, which on the back of your organic fertilizer is the same way.
Now, it says inexpensive, and I would say that's kind of a gray area. It might be cheaper to buy the fertilizer, but in the long run, it's not.
If you're applying the fertilizer every 2 weeks throughout the summer, let's say there's, pick a number, 20 weeks, you're applying it 10 weeks out of the year. When in the organic variety, if you're applying it once every 3 months, you do the math. What's going to be cheaper there? So that's some of the advantages to possibly using chemical fertilizer. Now,
so some disadvantages.
There are disadvantages to organic fertilizer.
Okay, so that slow to release nutrients, cooler soil temperatures will not be as necessarily conductive to the release of the organic fertilizer. So that's something to keep in mind.
More expensive, I disagree with that. Organic fertilizers, just like everything else in the world, electronics is coming down in price as more and more people start using it. Pets may be attracted to it, yes, because of that organic, it's derived from that organic material, as well as it can attract some bugs, but proper garden maintenance, you're going to have good bugs and bad bugs, so that's okay.
It's important to say here that animal manures that are not fully composted can cause problems like burn, or like we talked about previously, if the animal was fed something with a persistent herbicide, and it, even though it goes through their digestive system, it could still show up in your plants
months to years later. So disadvantages of the chemical fertilizers are the following.
So water soluble, which means that what will happen is they will rinse away.
And it dissolves in the water. You water your plants, and that runoff is what can go in the sewers and then ends up in the dead zone there in the Gulf of Mexico. And if you've not seen the dead zone, you can Google that, and it shows you over the last 3 or 4 decades what has happened. And this is not just a prime result from fertilizers of chemicals in backyard gardens. This is also agricultural chemical runoff as well.
It's also things like in soap. So there's a short lifespan, and it doesn't build up soil. Basically, it can. Actually, I was going to do the other two together,
okay,
but
all right.
It doesn't build up soil and can decrease soil fertility. Those two go together. The elements contribute nothing to enhance the soil fertility, and the nitrogen stimulates the growth of. It doesn't stimulate the growth of the good things in your soil, so it just stimulates the growth of your plants, so it harms your soil.
The salt burn risk. Synthetic fertilizers is a salt over conventional or organic varieties can cause dehydration in plant tissue and destroy them. Well, if you apply too much fertilizer of any type, a lot of these have minerals in them, and minerals are derived as basically some of a salt. So you want to, and that's why the back of fertilizer bags have instructions on them, to apply them according to the manufacturer's recommendation. And just because you buy one variety or one type of fertilizer from company A, that doesn't mean all the varieties or all the types of fertilizers from company A all have the same instructional applicational rate on it. So that's you got to watch for that.
Another good point here is a lot of people, they take a lot of high energy consumption to make chemical fertilizer. And a lot of people grow their own food not only to be healthy, but also so that you don't have to have a long traveling time from where your vegetables come from. And so with the high energy consumption, that's something to think about if you're, you know, environmentally aware, environmentally conscious, aware about what gas is being burned and things like that. That's something to think about with chemical fertilizers.
Well, hopefully that has enlightened you into make some type of decision whether or not you want to grow organically or inorganically.